Famous Last Words by Annie Saunders. Read by Susie Aitchison. How it all began. The moon must have woken me, slanting in through the window onto my face. But once I woke, my brain started ticking over and I just couldn't get back to sleep. So here I am, curled up in my favourite chair. I left my watch on the dressing table next door, so I'm not sure what time it is now. But the moon is throwing light across the small patch of grass I grandly call my lawn, and it must be 2 or 3 a.m. I pull the blanket more closely round my shoulders and stand up to look out of the window. I love these windows. They must be twice as tall as me, and then a bit. They're what sold the flat to me all those years ago. Whilst the estate agent was wittering on about how convenient it was for town, I'd fallen in love with the high ceilings and panelled doors of this old Victorian house, had already made the flat mine in my head. I could imagine us both in it, could see the Christmases we'd spend, with the tree up here in this bay, and Nat's presents piled up underneath. Buying this flat was probably the last spontaneous thing I did for years. Until recently, that is, when I tried to fit a lifetime's postponed spontaneity into a few short days. Something catches my eye, and I watch as a fox creeps gingerly out onto the grass, sniffs about, and then scuttles away out of sight. A vixen, I think, on her own, and off to raid a dustbin somewhere to feed her young. I can relate to the loneliness. At times in the past, I even came pretty close to scavenging, if you count charity shop trawls and the marked down section at the supermarket. But here I am.